Edgar Rice Burroughs Discussion Hour with your host, Tom Soder. Guests today include Tom Sinclair, Hedwig Zorb, Alan Saley, Ruth Chass. And a special surprise guest who will come in later. Produced by Ty Apar.
Here we are for another episode of the Edgar Rice Burroughs Discussion Hour. Our guests today will include Tom Sinclair, who was on our very first show, and we had an interesting discussion with him. Say hi to the audience, Tom. Well, now I turn you back over to our host and moderator, Mr. Tom Soder. Another guest is Ruth Chass. I hear you're getting married to actor Nigel Major, Ruth.
Yes, the English actor. I'm getting married to him a couple of days.
Well, I wish you all the luck in the world. Alan Saley, another guest, will be here with our surprise guest in a few minutes. We got a call from him. And Hedwig Zorb hasn't shown up yet, but she should be here after this word.
Well, we're beginning the third show of our Edgar Rice Burroughs Discussion Hour with, of course, as Tom Soder mentioned before, Tom Sinclair and all of our guests. We're sitting at a round table here, and it's very informal, and we hope it'll stay informal. We hope that these discussions will be more of a treat for all of you, because in the last two the last two shows have been not the best, especially the second show. Right now, the guests are being poured punch, and we're all sitting down, and we hope to have a very relaxing discussion later. Yes, yeah, so I'll have some Hawaiian punch, too. Now, Tom Soder will be with us in a moment, but, of course, I'm the regular moderator here, the co-moderator, as one would say.
Thank you, Chris. I checked on Hedwig Zorb. It seems that she's come down with the flu. She won't be with us today.
Unfortunately. So, television.
What?
Instead of watching television last week, I heard.
Yeah.
And
well, and now to the subject of Mr. Burroughs.
God rest his soul.
Well, Ruth, have you read many of Mr. Burroughs' books?
I can't say I have. Not many at all. Only about three books.
Have you read Tarzan of the Apes?
Sorry.
It seems Alan Saley has arrived at our studios.
Sorry, goodness, hold on.
Yes, Mr. Saley was a bit delayed. It seems the traffic to our downtown AC studios is, well... Well, Mr. Saley, welcome to another session of the Edgar Rice Burroughs Discussion Hour.
Yep.
Yes, we were just talking about Tarzan of the Apes. Well, Ruth, have you read the classic Tarzan of the Apes?
Of course I did, and I thought it was very...
It's amazing.
Mr. Sinclair, will you stop interrupting me?
They haven't read it.
Well, apparently, you know, the movie producers didn't read it because you see what they did...
The producers were sick also.
Yes, you saw it.
Mr. Sinclair seems to be insulting everybody today, and if he doesn't, I shall leave.
What are your opinions, Alan, on the Tarzan movies?
Well, I think the Tarzan movies are... There's no comparison between them and the books.
Yeah.
A very good point.
But of course, it seems to be a point of interest that every good fictional character created in the last century has been exploited by the movie producers. Look at Sherlock Holmes. Well, I must admit that Basil Rathbone was a good actor as Holmes, but although Nigel Bruce was pretty good for comic relief, there's no comparison between he and the original Watson. And also, look at Charlie Chan.
Well, I disagree with you there, Mr. Sinclair. I think that the, the character of the idiotic Watson was developed by Gillette, a playwright, I believe. And, actually, I think Watson is good as this. Even though Watson was actually kind of dumb, he helped Holmes on many of his cases by stumbling a lot.
Well, I don't know. It depends on how you look at it.
They're both very good.
Yes, so do I. But I still feel that the movies should follow the books as close as possible.
Well, of course, the one that followed most of the book that I haven't seen but I've heard is Hound of the Baskervilles, the first one. And then they modernized the rest.
Well.
In the Tarzan series, I don't see why they didn't follow the books, because the books had a lot of good adventures that would have made good movies, don't you think?
Well, Johnny Weissmuller happened to be a terrible actor, so they decided, well...
No, but still, they could have gotten someone else. It was turning him into
Of course, that's correct.
Into a oaf of a He-Man. It's ridiculous, that's what it was.
Very ridiculous.
As well. What are your opinions on this?
Well, I think that the movie should always try to follow the books as carefully as possible. Because with such writers like Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and Edgar Rice Burroughs, the movies can only approach the books.
I agree with Mr. Saley.
If they follow exactly.
A very good point!
Well, we'll be back after this word.
From a local station.
Exactly. Well, here we are back again with our guests, Tom Sinclair, Ruth Chass, Alan Saley.
And our special surprise guest.
Yes, he came in during the commercial. It's Mr. Patrick Johnson of Gun for Henry.
Good morning, all of you. I'm very happy to be here. I took a quick flight from England, and I happened to be here right away. Hello, Mr. Sinclair. I happened to catch a glance of your conversation with Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. God bless his soul.
Yes, Mr. Johnson was on our last show, you know. He was. We were talking...
How are you?
I'm fine, Pat. We were talking about the Tarzan movies. Have you ever seen any of them?
Well, not exactly, Tom. I've seen a few with Mike Henry, the big elf who thinks he's so cool.
Yes,
but I haven't seen anything else.
Well... As to,
This punch is very good, of course.
Yes, what do you think, in regards to the Princess of Mars motion picture that it is supposed to be negotiated?
Are you addressing me,
sir?
As I've said previously, as long as it follows the book, it's all right with me. If it's a quality production such as Planet of the Apes or Beneath the Planet of the Apes or any other fairly good science fiction film, then I'm all for it. If it sprouts the word of Burroughs, then yes.
Well, Robert M. Hogue, the vice president who was negotiating for the picture, said that there would be a clause in the contract which would make it, they couldn't make the movie unless they made it exactly like the book.
Exactly like the book. Let's hear it, Robert.
Well, no, if they make it exactly like the book, No, what he means is they're not going to have any of, he said, flashing light techniques, whatever that means.
And we hope it'll have a good G rating like all of our movies today should have.
Well, I don't believe that the rating really matters as long as
it matters if it's an X rating because you can't come in if it's an X rating.
Well, I don't believe anything.
People under 18 are not to get it. Of course it won't be an X rating. Pearls didn't write that kind of trash.
On the subject of the Tarzan movies, did you hear that there's going to be a Tarzan play produced by the guys who made Hair?
This is news to me.
Yeah, there is. I read it in a magazine.
You read it in a book?
Right.
With Camille Hazidisus Jr.
We'll be back after this word from Coca-Cola.
The Edgar Rice Burroughs Discussion Hour.
Well, Patrick left during the commercial, and
And Ruth Chance had to go off to meet her fiancé.
And I'm taking
Nigel Manger.
Chance plays.
Well, the show. The show is nearing an end.
The show's about over, though. And Tom, were you supposed to mention something about the Edgar Rice Burroughs?
Yeah, the Edgar Rice Burroughs sweepstakes. You're supposed to, if you can solve the mystery of Barsoom's third moon, you will get a free subscription, lifetime subscription to Herbdom, which is an amateur fanzine devoted to lives and works of Edgar Rice Burroughs, published monthly, 12 issues a year. And if you would like to enter this contest, please send your entries to this address. And so it seems that concludes another Edgar Rice Burroughs Discussion Hour. We'd like to thank Alan Saley, who's from West It Wasn't.
I don't believe we got too much accomplished.
No, we didn't, but we did.
But there's always another show that we can get accomplished in.
If we're not axed, which
I
is...
I heard we'd be being canceled.
Yes, that's a distinct possibility, but don't worry, we were canceled once before, as you recall, in 1968. Well, I'd like to thank Tom Sinclair here from BEC.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Yes. I'd like to thank Alan Saley, who's, of course, a semi-regular on West It Wasn't. Ruth Chass, who's left from Planet of the Nuns, the famous nun, who's getting married to Nigel Manger from Tales of Mystery.
Nigel Bruce.
No, Nigel Manger.
I like
it. And also, there's, of course, that wonderful man, Patrick Johnson, who took time out from his busy schedule to appear. And, of course, Christian Doherty.
Ciao.
Yes. And so, remember, wherever you go, whatever you do, there's always a Burroughs book in the nearest bookstore. So, good night, everybody.
Edgar Rice Burroughs Discussion Hour. Guests today included Patrick Johnson, Alan Saley, regular Chris Doherty, Tom Sinclair, and a host of others. Produced by Ty Apar. Directed by Jim Apar and June Williams. Copyright 1970 by AECD Enterprises. Material written by George Platt. Taped at the ACD Studios in New York City. A Ty Apar production.